This is Wade Brathke with the Chief Organizer's Report, Complexities of Delhi Housing and Politics. It turned out after listening to a long presentation by Dagmar Kumar and the Janapal Acorn team in Delhi that understanding the intricacies of the housing situation in Delhi is a bit like the old parable of the blind men trying to describe an elephant as they touch different parts of the beast. I thought I had a pretty good grip on the situation, but thanks to a more thorough chart talk they prepared for Acorn's affiliate in Scotland, I found myself furiously taking notes as Dharminder was filling in the gaps in what I had understood. Truthfully, even at the end of the day, it would still be the height of ignorance if I were to pretend I totally grasped all of the nuances. The Indian propensity to use abbreviations for all manner of programs and schemes doesn't help someone like me trying to follow every twist and turn either, but here goes. There are three primary categories of Delhi housing. Formal housing is under the Delhi Development Agency, DDA, and that's what Westerners would understand best. The city provides infrastructure, owners have title, banks make loans, and so it goes. But this represents hardly one-third of the available housing stock. The second category is unauthorized, and here's where the plot thickens. Almost two-thirds of housing is in this category, and it is what it says. Unauthorized, meaning unstable and subject to evictions, demolishment, and general precarity. Loans and title don't work here, and even if some could pay cash, that doesn't change the nature of the problem. Delhi also has no infrastructure responsibility, which doesn't mean that there is none, but that is provided by residents and landlords. Because the numbers of people living in unauthorized housing is so mammoth, they represent a significant political bloc, so every election, parties kowtow to them with wild promises, including free water, which they largely have delivered, and free electricity, at least for the first 200 kilowatts, which is mired in controversy. The third category is slums. 675 are registered with about 3 million inhabitants, and here the rubber hits the road with almost weekly slum clearing and relocation fights. Before I dig deeper there, let me go back to the electricity issue. Given Acorn's fight for lifeline rates in the early and mid-70s in Arkansas, Missouri, South Dakota, and elsewhere, at a fixed rate and guaranteed access for 400 kilowatts, I was following this closely. The problem, as we've recently discussed in social policy, was the conflict in interest between landlords and tenants. The structure of much of the housing stock involves landlords on one floor and then tenants on two, three, or more floors of the same structure. The landlord has the main meter with the tenants on a sub-meter, so renters get no benefit from the free 200-kilowatt program, leaving the landlord as the only winner there. Various efforts to change this or credit it to the tenants have failed so far, leaving this still a hot potato politically. The DDA also develops a 20-year master plan, which has huge meaning for slums and unauthorized areas, because the plan elements legally mean eviction or elimination of their residences. The existing plan covered 2000 to 2020, but the new plan for 2021-2040 is now almost 4 years overdue and likely won't be finished, given the politics, until 2025. Where we are most engaged in struggle over housing is with the Delhi Urban Shelter Improvement Board, or DUBSIB. They are the agency responsible for relocation when slums are cleared to spaces smaller than 80 square feet since 2015, when a new housing policy mandated a right to homes. We spearheaded a campaign called We Make Delhi, which has gathered 42,000 signatures that we're using with leverage between the central government and the city to pressure for what's needed. There's no central landlord-tenant paradigm or big league financialization in Delhi, but a scrappy, hard-fisted fight every step of the way while balancing politics that are D.C.-like between Delhi Municipal Corporation and the central government where Delhi is the capital. The lesson for today is complicated enough, so I'll stop there, and we'll all keep scratching our heads over this puzzle. This is Wade Brathke. For questions or comments, www.chieforganizer.org. You take it from here to there.